You've already heard from Peter Nation, Chief Executive of Field Days, based out of the Waikato region. Obviously, let's head down the road a bit to that other dairy powerhouse province, and that is Taranaki. There we find Andrew Gibson, who's the Taranaki Livestock Manager and Auctioneer for PGG Wrightson, and we talked about the dry in the Waikato area. Andrew, how are you guys looking?
Yeah, g'day, Jamie. We have been dry. Certainly down on our rainfall this season. We've had a couple of big dumpings which caused flooding, and then we haven't sort of received much since. But had some nice rain on Monday night. The whole province got it and should kick us into gear, hopefully, and lead us into a reasonable winter if the weather keeps warm for a while. But she's a bit chilly this morning with the first dusting of snow on the hill. So winter might be on its way.
So we're at the 12th of May, not a mile away from, I can't say Gypsy Day anymore, Moving Day. So there's going to be a lot of dairy herds traded at the moment, Andrew Gibson. And we noted the other day a record price for a Jersey heifer. What was that? Something like 50 grand, 55 grand or something?
Yeah, 55 grand. Those sales, those online auctions are really creating a lot of interest, and guys topping up numbers. Been some probably slightly heavier empty rates around the place, but the online auction system is going great guns. The guys can sit in their deck chair and at home and with their cup of tea and bid away, and it seems to be working real well. And you know that we've had a massive forward season selling contract for the 1st of June cows, and that's we're just going around now checking all them and trucking, hopefully runs to plan over the next few weeks, and we get them all out of the provinces and back to where they're supposed to be going.
Andrew, what do I have to pay to get a decent dairy cow these days?
Yeah, look, early on they were sort of anywhere between 17 and 21, 2200 we sort of paid for most cows in the paddock for 1st of June delivery. But you know, as you've just sort of pointed out, Jamie, those auctions are really kicked into gear, and guys have just turned up needing 10s and 20s and pushed those markets along real strong. So, up to 55,000 as that record was set. But, you know, some of those online auctions have been sort of averaging around the, you know, anywhere 3,500 to 4,500. It's good to see those breeders getting some good money and getting some return on their investment.
So we know with Moving Day coming up, there's a lot of cows, dairy animals changing hands. The other big issue at this time of the year is trying to get the cull cows into the works. Are we seeing any light at the end of the tunnel there?
Oh, yeah. Look, it has been slow just for various reasons, weather patterns and payout. And then a lot of the works ended up getting the staff with bit of the old runny nose and a bit of the cough, so they stayed at home for a few days. But it'll happen pretty quickly. You know, all these works are starting up again and they chip away, and it doesn't take too long to get through them. But I think what we're seeing is a lot of the clients are shopping around now and just trying to get them in wherever they can. So that's it's just happened later because they've been trying to get the most out of that payout and the production up. It's just happened all quite late this season, so it's put a bit of pressure on everywhere. But the price is still good when you can get them in there. So they're still trading reasonably well.
It's a bit like the weather. It'll eventually sort itself out. Look, Andrew Gibson out of the Taranaki region for PGG Wrightson. Always good to chat on the country.
Thanks, Jamie. Cheers, mate.